and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Every Saturday from noon to 1, it's Apt to Close the Mortgage Show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage, right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Hosted by Kevin Sherba, Danny Velasquez, and Greg Louie. What's going to happen next? Where are rates going? Will you still qualify? Is the economy going to crash? Tune in and find out.
Angle of breaking news.
Yeah, we've got a problem here on I-15.
Plus, the News 3 Weather Authority. Tracking conditions with details down to your neighborhood.
These storms pushing through the Las Vegas Valley.
And anchors and reporters telling local stories. A morning newscast that focuses on stories from Las Vegas. News 3 Today. Weekday mornings from 4 to 7.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Want to give the last word this hour to Ron DeSantis. He was on Fox yesterday trying to push Donald Trump into a debate. Listen to this.
You didn't go after Donald Trump, but last night you did. Why?
Well, he's missing in action, Bill. This is something you have to earn. Nobody is entitled to this. You know, I remember back in 2020, I had a big party in Tallahassee for that first debate that Trump did with Biden. And the reality is Biden beat Trump in that debate. Biden, and I don't know how you could lose to Biden in a debate, but that happened. And so we're in a situation now where we're not getting a mulligan on the 2024 election. We've had three election cycles in a row as Republicans where we've underperformed. Not in Florida. We set the standard in Florida. We got to get this right. We see the country's in decline. We can't just be content with managing this decline. We've got to reverse it. We need an American revival. I think what we've shown in Florida is that it is possible to do. President Reagan was somebody when he came in, because we were at his library, people said it couldn't be done. We're in an era of limits, that the Carter performance was basically optimal at that point for America. Ronald Reagan rejected that. And I'm rejecting that here right now. And I have the ability to get the job done. So he owes it to the voters to defend his record, to defend the decisions he's made, and also to defend why is he running on the same program in 2016 that he did not actually implement. For example, draining the swamp. He didn't fire Christopher Wray. He didn't fire Anthony Fauci. He didn't do anything to clean house. Now, all of a sudden, he's going to slay the administrative state when he gave Fauci an award his last day in office. What about all the spending and debt? They racked up massive amounts of debt, particularly in his last year in office. Of course, you're going to end up leading to inflation when you do that. So I think on issue after issue, he owes it to the voters to come out and do it. And I'd say the final thing, Bill, he's had a lot to say about me on social media, really since 2022, right before the midterm election. He started attacking me when I was, we all Republicans were supposed to be united for a red wave. No, he tried to attack me and has been doing it a lot. You know, it's one thing to do it behind a keyboard. Step up on stage and do it to my face. I'm ready for it. You used to say I was a great governor. Now, all of a sudden, you're saying the opposite. Let's have that discussion, and I'll do it. We could do it one-on-one. I was with Sean last night. Let's do that. And let's give the American people the choice that they deserve.
More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Chuck, I got to tell you, I love the fact that I can find out exactly how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you're in a pinch. Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often, and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers really dig it.
And it's free, right?
Of course. Not only is it free to find out how much you qualify for, but new customers get their first loan free.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Don't forget, your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Death has taken veteran U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California.
Those close to Feinstein confirmed Friday that 90-year-old lawmaker passed away after dealing for months with a host of medical problems. She had planned to retire at the end of her term, but had rejected calls from some Democrats to retire early after health problems forced her absence during critical votes. Despite decades as an unabashed liberal, Feinstein faced growing opposition from woke elements in her own party over her civil tone toward Republican opponents and willingness to seek compromise. The 90-year-old Feinstein had been the Senate's oldest sitting member. She remains the longest-serving female senator in U.S. history. Bob Agner reporting.
In the absence of major progress in contract talks, the United Auto Workers Union set to expand its strike against Detroit's Big Three automakers. Former President Trump is in California, and so is White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
He may have skipped out on the second debate this week, but Trump is in Los Angeles to speak directly to Republican Party leaders and voters. He's the keynote at the state's GOP convention today. Interestingly, the state GOP has changed its rules, and any candidate who pulls in more than 50% of the primary vote will be awarded all 169 delegates. This winner-takes-all rule makes it possible for Trump to sweep the California delegates in March and move closer to clinching the Republican nomination. Greg Clugston, Los Angeles.
A fierce rainstorm has been sweeping the New York metropolitan area, shutting down parts of the city's subway system, flooding streets and highways, cutting off access to at least one terminal at LaGuardia Airport. Watching Wall Street, stocks have been higher this morning. Right now, the Dow is up 35 points, the NASDAQ trading 130 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
you trade stocks, then you know avoiding pitfalls is the biggest challenge for both new and experienced investors. Vantage Point's dual-patented artificial intelligence provides a powerful solution to this problem by offering predictive accuracy, emotional neutrality, and diverse market forecasts for today's active traders. Vantage Point's AI analyzes billions of data points in seconds, so you get highly accurate predicted market conditions for the next trading day. Take the emotion out of your trading. Text the word money to 813-813. Navigate the financial markets with confidence using AI. Text MONEY to 813-813 right now to learn more for free. Text money to 813-813 to experience the benefits of AI in your trading. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word money to 813-813.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. More than 30% of North Las Vegas homeowners are considered what is known as house poor, meaning they're using more than 30% of their income to pay monthly housing expenses. That includes the mortgage as well as utilities. Now, that new study from Chamber of Commerce, an online business resource website, ranks North Las Vegas 11th in the country. 18 of the top 50 cities in that study are in California, with the city of Fontana topping the list. 82% of its homeowners considered house poor. Las Vegas ranked 56th on the list, 69% house poor. Henderson was 63rd, Reno coming in at 88th. Passenger traffic at Harry Reid International Airport dropped in August for the first time since February of 2021, but it still handled more than 4.6 million passengers. Despite the decline, airport traffic for the first 8 months of this year, nearly 12% better than 2022. Gilly's, the TI restaurant with one of the best strip views of the upcoming Las Vegas Formula One Grand Prix, it's now reopened for business. The Southern Nevada Health District shut it down on Tuesday after inspectors saw food being prepared in the kitchen while construction work was being done. Gilly's officials say they have completed their needed repairs and have been given the go-ahead from the health department to reopen. And no big winner in Wednesday night's Powerball drawing, making 30 straight drawings with no one taking home the top prize. So four tickets did get $1 million for matching the five regular numbers. Tomorrow's jackpot will be worth $925 million or $432 million in a lump sum. Powerball jackpot, the last one back in July, with one ticket in the Golden State hit for more than $8 billion. The odds of winning? Oh, 1 in 292.2 million. As always, you got to play to win. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Still looking at a minor traffic jam through the resort corridor. The accident is on I-15 southbound close to Sahara, and you're going to be backed up before Charleston because of this one. Also, heading into the Northwest Valley, US 95 northbound before 215. Again, that is the Northwest 95 northbound before 215. New accident there. A couple of problem spots off the freeways in the southeast. Hit and run at Boulder Highway and Russell, and also one at Sunset and Sand Hill. Going to top out in the mid-90s this afternoon before dropping to the 70s this weekend. Winds will gust up to around 25 miles per hour today. It's 72 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you. I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local, everything you need to know to get your day started. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 9 o'clock. Ron Futrell joining us. I always love it on Friday because he always makes me laugh. He makes me smile. He makes me giggle. And he joins us now. Ron, what are you up to? You're always either cooking or driving. What you doing?
No, I'm driving right now. Hold on. The cops are around me somewhere. Hear it? The radar detector's going off.
Oh, my
Hold
God.
On there. Where are you at, Coppa? Where are you at? Okay. There, I'll mute it. Okay. Yeah, he's just to my right. He's not after me. That's the good news.
Okay.
He or she, I should say.
I've got a phone number I got a phone number of a really good bail bondsman.
Oh.
Just in case you need it.
Yes. They're all over Summerlin. Here,
coming
after me. No, hey, I gotta. Before we jump into sports,
yeah,
can I? I'm listening. Just wrapped up listening to a fascinating podcast on the BBC called "The People versus J. Edgar Hoover," and it's an 8-part podcast. Now, when I say 8 parts, that sounds intimidating, but the parts are only like 15 minutes long, each one of them. So I couldn't stop listening to it. I just wrapped it up, talking about the history of the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover and what happened back then and the horrors, I mean, of wiretapping, illegal, unconstitutional stuff that the FBI did back then. And I couldn't help think of and relate about it today and what the FBI and the media today are doing, some of the similar things. The difference was the media back then reported on the horrors of the FBI, widespread. I mean, just said, you know, here's the things that they're doing under J. Edgar Hoover. And I had forgotten, help me with this one, because we're about the same age. I had forgotten about the break-in of the FBI offices, Hoover's offices, a field office, that happened during the Joe Frazier-Muhammad Ali fight in 1971 in Madison Square Garden. And they did it that night. So I'm going to tie in sports here. They did it that night because there was so much noise, because everybody was watching or listening to that fight. And so it was loud enough and noisy enough in the area where this field office was that they could go in there untouched and steal documents from the FBI to unveil their horrific practices, unconstitutional practices that they did back at that time. And so it was just, I was probably, a sophomore in high school.
Yeah,
so I forgot about it. And how difficult it was for the media. Eventually, the Washington Post printed the stolen documents, but other people, because Hoover was so powerful, other people were turning the documents back over to Hoover, going, "We don't want to mess with him. We don't want to mess with Hoover." And eventually, the Washington Post did it. And then it talked a little bit about, and I do remember this vividly, the New York Times and Daniel Ellsberg in the Pentagon Papers, and how they printed those documents that Ellsberg got. I think of that, and I think of the media today, and how I don't think the media, I know, I've watched the media, that they are not as willing to allow these things to be printed that are against the government today as they were back then in the early 70s during the Vietnam War and the stuff that was going on. And it is sort of sad. Because that was the one thing that made the difference, is that once these people got these documents and stole these documents and got them and was able to turn them over to the media bravely said, okay, we're going to have to go against the deep state or whatever. And there was no deeper state than what Hoover had. And I do relate that to today. So sorry I jumped into something
That's
a little
okay.
more political
That's okay.
this morning with that. but it's fresh on my mind. It's BBC does it, the gal with the British accent. So it is The People versus J. Edgar Hoover is what it's titled. And it was just fascinating to relive that and remember some of that stuff and the horrors of what J. Edgar Hoover did and relate them to today. And what when you can go and fake FISA documents and have a judge allow you to wiretap a presidential campaign, which just happened 6 years ago. that's still being allowed. Maybe the FBI hasn't changed that much.
Wow.
And that's frightening. That's frightening to think about that. So sorry, I went heavy on this Friday.
That's okay. We got Dianne Feinstein from the People's Republic of California passing away at the age of 90. There is a whole bunch of stuff out there, but a lot of people are asking the question: what about Jimmy G? Is he going to go on Sunday? He practiced yesterday, right?
He did practice. He was out there yesterday. Light practice. We don't get to shoot much video of practice. Very little. And that's that. I'm going to complain about that this morning a little bit if I can. But yes, he did practice. But I don't think Josh McDaniels is going to say until right about game time whether he's going to start. My guess is that he will play, that he will start. He might be on a short leash in the sense that if he's feeling a little loopy, he passed the concussion protocol, went through that, and that's independent of the Raiders. That's an NFL thing. So he got through that. I don't even remember the play. I don't think there is a specific play where he got a concussion of any sort during that game against the Steelers. On Sunday night, I was at the game, didn't see it, so it was something that showed itself after the game. But I think he does play. Back on the Josh McDaniels thing for a moment, and I can go way back. Remember a guy named John Gruden used to coach the Raiders?
Yes.
Kevin, you remember way back in the day, early days of the Las Vegas Raiders?
Oh, yeah.
Way back in 2020? And...
He was making $10 million a year?
He had the big contract, like a $100 million contract for 10 years. Yes, so yeah. Your math is right on that. So anyway, we would go to practice. We would get to shoot about half the practice, pretty close to, he'd let the media be out there. We would be able to watch practice, get tight shots of players and different things during practice, which certainly helped us in our coverage. But now we get 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes tops, that we can get stretching, like the players just running up. So if you wonder if the coverage looks a little bit different than it used to back in the day, it does, because we're not allowed to shoot as much practice. And that is New England Patriots / Josh McDaniels stuff right there. And that's the Bill Belichick Patriots way, as which he cut his teeth in the NFL. So anyway, I just wanted to complain about that this morning if I could, and just shake my head and go, come on, let us shoot a little bit more. Let us get a little bit more video, but nope.
And by the way, it didn't help them because they still lost to the Steelers.
Yeah, in a game that they were favored to win, by the way. And that goes to my bigger complaints, is a one-dimensional offense that I've said before, and watch it. You can see it. It's easy. If I can see it, if I could see it, I did play freshman football in high school, so that's my extent of actually playing the game. And I wasn't that good as a wide receiver. I had pretty good hands, but no wheels. So anyway, it's one-dimensional in the sense that what they're trying is this short passing ball control offense. Because they don't have much of a rushing game right now, three games in. They have the worst rushing attack in the NFL. And this is with the number one rusher in the league, Josh Jacobs, from last season. And basically the same offensive line from last year. So what has happened there is they're not opening up holes. People have been able to key on that this season. They don't have a deep game because Garoppolo can't really throw deep. For him is about 30 yards, maybe 35. So you're not going deep to Davante Adams. And remember, what did I say at the start of the season, Kevin? Focus on that relationship right there of the Jimmy Garoppolo deep ball to Davante Adams, and if they keep him happy with the deep ball, there'll be good things for the Raiders. Well, they haven't been able to, and Devontae's not happy. Oh, he's catching a lot of passes, short ones, and he'll get 7 yards, he'll get 12 yards, he'll get that sort of stuff. but they're not able to stretch the field, and they don't have a running game. And so this one-dimensional offense is pretty easy to stop.
Well, and defenses are going to recognize this, and they're going to compress the field, and you're going to see those linebackers coming closer and closer to the line of scrimmage, the safeties coming up to kill off the run, and they're going to shorten the field.
Yes, and that's what Pittsburgh did in the second half, by the way. They did that on defense. They also went to their tight end more because there were openings for him on offense. They adjusted. Mike Tomlin is a great NFL coach. Okay, so they adjusted in the second half and was able to beat the Raiders. There weren't the same adjustments that happened on the Raiders side. They just kept going with the same game plan, and it was easy to stop. So that's why the loss to the Steelers in a game that they were favored on Sunday Night Football. You can go back to the play with 2.5 minutes left when the Raiders decided to go for the field goal to cut the lead to 5 instead of go for the touchdown, which would have cut the and a 2-point conversion, which would have tied the game had they done that. It was 4th and 5, and so anyway, and that clearly became the wrong decision, and cost them the game. They could have gone for it at that point and thrown an incomplete pass. Who knows? Who knows what the outcome would have been? Could have been a touchdown and a 2-point conversion, tie the game and go into overtime against the Steelers and make it exciting on a Sunday night game. But so that goes. At this point, the Raiders are, look at it, they're 1-2. I know I'm down on the Raiders right now, but they're 1-2. And think about this: their only victory was a 1-point victory over Denver. How are the Broncos doing? Anybody checked on the Broncos?
Are they still alive?
I think they gave up a 70 spot.
Yeah.
To the Dolphins. I think they gave up 70 to the Dolphins the other night.
That's incredible.
They're having some problems certainly in Denver right now, and they got to figure that out. What's going on there? But again, the Raiders playing at San Diego. In L.A. against the Chargers, and Chargers look good, decent on offense. Chargers don't have a very good defense like the Raiders. They give up a lot of yards. They give up a lot of points. They're at the bottom of the league in giving up passing yards and also being able to see you, Kennedy. Love you. Okay. My granddaughter heading off to kindergarten. How about that?
Oh.
Okay. So anyway, I'm going to put her on for a little while, but she's in a hurry. She's got classes to go.
She's got places to go, people to see.
Oh, yes, she does. So anyway, I think it's going to be a tough one playing in L.A. against the Chargers.
And they're five-point dogs?
Yes. The nice thing is it's going to be a home crowd for the Raiders, probably their first true home crowd, maybe their only true home crowd of the season. Which, that's another bizarre story, but it is what it is. And that was, there were more Steeler fans at that game than there were Raiders fans.
Will that ever change?
If the Raiders start winning, local fans will keep their tickets and want to see the team. Okay? What's happening right now is a lot of local fans bought tickets, paid the $20,000 for a seat license. And then that gives you the right to buy a ticket once you pay $20,000 per seat. That's what it was. And yes, if the Raiders can start winning, what's happening now is that fans are seeing that the Raiders are not playing well. So attention, Mark Davis, on this. If you're wondering why this is happening and why you're having opposing fans in Allegiant Stadium, because the team is not very good. And so instead of going to the game, come on, you're going to make $500 off selling a couple of tickets. When I say 500, I mean profit. Instead of going to the game and fighting the traffic and all that sort of stuff and seeing the team struggle and lose, sell it to a Steelers fan and make the money off it. And that's what local fans are doing for the most part.
Wow.
Plus the casinos are, and as we thought would happen from day one, is the casinos are flying in local fans from the various markets. And we knew that would be one of the appeals of having a team in Vegas. Same thing with the Oakland A's when they move here. But here's what's key, and this is from Steve Hill and Jeremy Aguero, who have done the science on all this and figured out the numbers. And from the Convention Authority and from Applied Analytics are those two guys. who've done the numbers. They figured Allegiant Stadium would be 30-70, 30 out-of-towners, 70% locals. It has now come to the point where it's 50-50 is what they are seeing, 50 out-of-town. And it might be – I'm going 60-40 from what I saw with the out-of-towners on the 60 side with what I saw with the Steelers. There were more Steelers fans than Raiders fans at Allegiant Stadium. And that's happening again because the team is not playing very well and locals are selling those tickets to out-of-towners. Now, it's good in a sense that it's doing what we do here in Vegas, which tourism. Now it's sports tourism. So it is making that happen. But it's also making it so the Raiders don't really have a home crowd. It,